This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado lawmakers are back at the state capitol today. They've convened a special session to pass a package of property tax changes. If they succeed, outside groups have agreed to pull two ballot initiatives that would ask voters to make much more sweeping cuts. Under the legislative deal, homeowners could see their taxes reduced by about 2% long term, and the state would put new limits on how much property taxes can grow from year to year. The Colorado Springs Comic-Con wrapped up yesterday at the Broadmoor World Arena. It provided fans of all ages with a local gathering spot where they could indulge in all things pop culture. That's what cosplayer Tiff Von Batsy told us. She wore a fairy outfit she made herself.
I just appreciate that we have something in town for all of the fans. I think that's great.
The Comic-Con not only featured celebrity guests, it also included panel discussions and vendors selling everything from toys to arts and clothes. To see more of the cosplayers, you can check out photos from this weekend's Comic-Con at krcc.org. To say it's been a long, hot summer so far in Colorado is probably an understatement, with record highs set across the state. Mike Nelson is the chief meteorologist with Denver 7. He says similar weather is expected heading into fall.
It is hot and it is dry, warm, dry into the fall. Now, there is a La Nina forming in the Pacific. That is the cooler than average sea surface temperatures near the equator. That's what it looks like will be the dominant force into the winter.
Nelson says La Nina could mean a decent amount of snow in the northern and central mountains and less snow in southwestern Colorado this winter. In Denver, there's a 30% chance for showers this afternoon with highs in the upper 80s. In Colorado Springs, there's a slight chance for thunderstorms with highs in the mid-80s. This is CPR News and KRCC.